Number six. Oh, I love this one. Untwist twisted thinking. If you have this document in front of you, see that there's a quote over to the left by Dr. David M. Burns, and he wrote this book called The Feeling Good Handbook. Sounds a little weird, but one of the things is Dr. Burns wrote a book about how connected are our feelings to how we think. And what he makes is a very good case for something called rational emotive behavior therapy or cognitive behavior therapy, which is that how we think directly influences how we feel. And the quote that he says over here is that remember that fear always lurks behind perfectionism. And confronting your fears and allowing yourself the right to be human can, paradoxically, make you a far happier and more productive person. I have a CFO client who once I shared with her this list of 10 negative twisted thoughts, and she said to me, Hugh, I do all 10. And I said, Michelle, really, you do all 10? She said, yes, I do, and absolutely, it depletes me. So if you've seen, Tom Cruise in the movie where he says, you complete me, this list can deplete you. Let me share with you those 10 things, and I want you to just isolate as you go through this. Are there maybe one, two, or three that you do? So here's the very first one. If you don't have this in front of you, sometimes we do all or nothing thinking. It is either black and white, and if your performance falls short, it wasn't that you just kind of, made a mistake. You're a complete and utter failure. That's number one. Number two, overgeneralization. You see a single negative event as a never-ending pattern of defeat. Number three, mental filters. You pick out a single negative detail and you dwell on it exclusively so that your vision of all reality becomes darkened. Number four, discounting the positive. Rejecting positive experiences by insisting they don't count. Number five, jumping to conclusions, interpreting things negatively, even though there are no facts to support your conclusion. Number six, magnification, exaggerating the importance of your problems or minimizing the importance of your desirable qualities. Number seven, emotional reasoning, assuming that your negative emotions necessarily reflect the way things really are. I feel it, therefore it must be true. Should statements. I love should statements. Telling yourself that things should be the way that you expected them to be. Number nine, labeling. This is an extreme form of all or nothing thinking. Instead of saying, I made a mistake, you label yourself, I'm a loser. Personalization. Holding yourself personally responsible for an event that isn't entirely under your control. So ladies and gentlemen, I would love for when you get this document in front of you, to look at the document and to walk through it and to say, out of these 10, do I do any of these? And if you do, choose maybe one, maybe two, but do not choose all 10. But choose one or two of them and say, if I am overgeneralizing and I see a negative event as a never-ending pattern, there's a process that Dr. Burns outlines in his book, and I think you can even find this online. But it basically walks you through a 7-part process that says, when I do this, what triggered me to want to do this in the first place? What was it? So if you want to think bigger, you have to really become an astute observer of your own behavior and your own thinking. And so within what is called rational emotive behavior therapy, it says, so what was the triggering event? What was the emotion that you felt? Who was involved, and specifically, what did they do? And the rest of the process after that is about, so are there some alternative views? How realistic are those alternative views? And one of the things it says is that if you're able to kind of pull apart your thinking, then what you're able to do is to transform your thinking and to start focusing on an alternative conclusion. This thing about twisted thinking is really pervasive, and I will admit that I have adopted many of these at different times. And I go back to the whole transition from moving away from Scotland to Canada, and then from Canada to Alabama, and leaving my friends behind. And one of the things that I've always thought is that I have got to show up in such a way that people like me. And I have tried very hard for the longest period of time, up until I was about 45, which is about 8 years ago, where I was just trying so hard to make people like me. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that would happen is if someone gave me some positive feedback, I would discount the positive. I would do all or nothing type of thinking. I would do should statements. And I would take things very personal. There were about four of these that I really did. And I have to tell you, it is absolutely depleting and it is energy draining, and you cannot think bigger when you're doing these 10 twisted thoughts. So find one or two that you do, and then use the process to eradicate it from your thinking.